and left them. And Ehud, anyhow, he was behind them and doing so. Do you think this?
Well, we fought so much anyway, and so many of us left anyway, even though he left so that we would grow up.
So it was mercy. Krishna mercy and Guru mercy.
But even after he left, I mean, we still fought and we still, many of us went away.
I am not understanding.
You're saying that you were fighting when he was here, but perhaps you decided it would be best to leave. But after he left, we fought more, and so many left his shelter
he
after
could
he left.
So that if he was still alive, longer, maybe.
More.
Now all are thinking here, and they have more regard for him in this year.
Mm.
Even they have left, but they have more regard.
Mm.
So he is mercy.
Mm.
They are feeling separation.
Mm.
They weep for him.
Mm.
They weep for her in soul. It is for or better.
Hmm.
So we think like this. अभी दस बजा तुम दस बजे तो आने की बात थी तो दस बजे कभी कितना बज रहा है एक घंटा अच्छा ठीक एनी मोर
यू सेड वी शुड रीड द बृहद भागवतामृत
यस
सो इन देयर In the last volume, there appears...
You have read?
Yes.
You are very quick.
I have to read it again, though. There's stories that Gopa Kumar tells about Aristasura and Keshi that are different from the Bhagavatam, apparently. Because it said that Krishna didn't kill Arista, but he just made him a bull for his cart. And Keshi just became one of the horses in Vrindavan.
We'll have to reconcile all these facts.
How?
God may give you that. That I, how I reconcile all these things, you make us reconcile all these facts. It is true to any extent. And Bhagavatam, that thing is same. Bhagavat has told that he killed this Keshi. But after what? After that, what became?
Well,
he went to Golok. Because Krishna has killed him.
Uh-huh.
He went to Golok and became in a shape of horse there. And Krishna plays. Sometimes ride on him and run. And so both are the same. Understand?
Also, when Akrura came to take Krishna to Mathura, Krishna got off the chariot and he went into the forest with the gopis. And then when Akrura and Balaram came to get Krishna, the gopis still didn't want Krishna to go. They said, "You're a liar. Mother Yasoda's Krishna's real parents. And even if you have to kill Kamsa and protect the Yadus, still we don't want you to do it." So it appears that they're not compassionate to Devaki and Vasudeva and the Yadus, and that Krishna shouldn't leave them, to save the people in Mathura. How do we understand that they are compassionate, that they're not selfish?
Selfish.
The gopis.
Gopis are selfish.
Well, it appeared that way because they said, don't go
gopis
and...
Gopis are giving arguments that to save 100 and 1,000, one should be killed. This is no offense. Understand? To save 100, 1,000 by killing one, then killing is good. And to save 1,000 and lakhs are killed, this is not good. So gopis are selfish. They are only Basudev and Devaki will be killed. And they will be killed by Kansa. But here, everyone will be killed by themselves, not by Kansa. Because Krishna is soul. Soul and life of all gopis and gopis. They will be killed themselves without any
external force.
But Devaki and Basudev will not be killed if Kansa does not kill. So it may be that anyhow Kansa will be checked and they may not be killed. But here everyone be killed. So gopis' arguments are very...
But didn't it also involve the whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa?
Huh?
The whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa. So didn't it involve their protection as well? The whole Yadu dynasty? Because if Krishna killed Kamsa, then the whole Yadu would be protected.
But anyhow, they will not kill him. They will be escaped. They will go here and there and they will... But gopis cannot go there anywhere. Like fish, they will be killed. Without water.
This is certain.
So they are there. They're telling the real fact. And they're telling the real fact that Akuj is loyal. Because they have themselves seen that Yashoda has yelled a baby. Krishna. But there, why are they telling? So life? So gopis are. So there is something in gopis' argument, but not in Akruj argument. He has partiality towards Mathura.
They have partiality towards Vrindavan.
No, they are not. They are telling frankly what is his fact.
क्या?
अरे कब से बैठी हैं ये? एक दो घंटे से बैठी हैं और भी निकला. उनका कोई काम धंधा तो है.
One young girl and her family approached me yesterday in the guest house.
Where?
In the guest house at our temple. And just very basically, we were talking about Krishna consciousness, chanting, japa, because she was chanting the Balabhacharya, that mantra that they do. Some guests who have come to our Bombay or Calcutta temple. So I have two questions. One, what happens if somebody chants Sri Krishna Sharanamama? Can they also reach the destination of Krishna? Or what is their status? Do they have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what?
What do you think?
I personally think so, because Krishna Das Kaviraj said that anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, he's not accepted as a real Vaishnava. But other people think differently, so I'm asking you.
No. You know that 60,000 rishis went to Ram.
60,000 what? Oh, rishis.
In Dandakaran. They went to Ram. And they were again in the womb of gopis and became gopis and joined Ras. So by going Ram, also Ras can be achieved and Krishna can be. Shruti have received gopi bhava and they are in gopi. Bilva Mangali, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also Krishna.
So why does...
Jayadeva Goswami also has...
Right. So why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that then?
Eh?
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that? Adi Leela chapter 8.
What?
That anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and worship him, he can't achieve Krishna.
So how before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can chill? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can chill like this. But before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, has no birth.
Right, but I mean now, the people now who are, and say in other sampradayas, Balabha sampradaya, who chant Sri Krishna Sharanam, Mama, what is their...
What do you mean by Krishna Sharanam?
Surrender to Krishna, take shelter of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this thing, Yo Bhajya Aage Kahar. Understand? Yo Bhajya Aage Kahar. It is outward. Gone. Sarvadharmana Pratyajyamam Ekam Saranam Brajaham Swam Sarva Papemum. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, this is not good. This is outward. Go on. So, only Saranakti will not do. Saranakti is for protect, for taking anything from Krishna. So Saranakti is not bhakti. It is the door of bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhakti, what he has given, is another first religious thing before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramchandra and all others have given Gopi Bhav, but not Manjari Bhav. And to everyone, those who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, qualified, unqualified, everyone, whom he saw, he gave that Bhav. Even to animals, for specialty in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's so generous. He's so kind. He's so merciful than Krishna. At that time, Dandakaranya Vasi has austerities for about lakhs and lakhs years. But now, in one or two Asvivat, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, I'm friend come. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, Mahaprabhu.
So when I was speaking to her about the holy name, Krishna's none different from his name, because I knew in my heart that I have no realization of this, it was very painful to speak to her because I knew, what can I give her? Because I have no realization. So when I experience that pain, how should I pray to Krishna or what should I do?
We should pray with our heart. Our wordings and hearts should be one. When we are praying, our heart should become out in the shape of tears. Then both will be one.
So
we can tell, but we cannot do without mercy of Krishna or any special Krishna associate. We can weep for worldly things, but not for bhakti. We can see, we can do something, but how to be? Indian ladies are very expert in weeping. Are you expert in weeping? Oh, she is very expert. I want to learn how to be. I also want, but I want to be from my heart. Oh Krishna, this will do. Only Raganuga Bhakti can do very easily. But it is hard to If there is no Raga Bhakti, Raganuga, we should go on doing Vaidhi Bhakti. No other alternative. Kanjan Gaurangi, Radhe Vinda, Vishabhan, Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Sri, Mangalam Bhavatu. Mangalam Bhavatu?
Auspiciousness. Become auspicious.
This is Ashirvad. Ashirvad, you know?
Benediction.
Blessing. I always bhul jata. Just remember. My mind is so. I could not remember. Theek ho gaya?
Do you have any questions?
You are satisfied?
Your question?
Which I ask?
Yeah.
Maharaj, in Navadvip you were saying that you can pray in Navadvip to enter Vrindavan, to enter the mood of Vrindavan. And we should pray for qualifications in Navadvip. So, can we pray to Navadvip while we are in Vrindavan, the qualification to enter Vrindavan? It's just the same.
Being here, we can pray Navadvip. And being in Navadvip, we can pray Vrindavan.
Is that because of the merciful nature of Navadvip Dham?
Have you read Madhurya Kadambini? It will be very helpful. Try to follow the lines of Madhurya Kadambini. How to give up anarth and to chant pure Harinam and to remember how to advance. How to be Naitik, Bhakti, and after that, Ruchi, Asakti.
In the Madhurya Kadambini, there are many, many kasayas mentioned, and anarthas, and obstacles, and you say we should think how to give them up. And at other times you say we can give them up with by having greed they automatically go away. So how do we adjust this? Do we try to get rid of them individually or try to increase the greed by praying and begging more?
By doing bhakti activities more and more. How we can increase our greed in Raganuga Bhakti, it is essential. How it will be? By reading all these books, hearing Harikatha like this, by remembering past times of Krishna. If tomorrow koi hai toh. When you are going?
The 26th.
And you?
26.
26. All 26. You?
Second.
22nd?
Second.
Perhaps you can think of something I can bring you back from the West that's difficult to get here or whatever.
You are coming to Vrindavan?
On 25th or 26th. I will go. And be up to 5th. I will give letter to that word. Anything more? You know everything. You all. Read also Srimad Bhagavat with commentary.
I've been reading Hridayananda Maharaj's 10th canto. It has a little bit of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur in the purport. If there's some other book of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur's 10th canto purport, we don't know about it, but we're reading the 10th canto.
But always read.
By and by.
Always read with deep affection and love.
How?
Yashoda wants that Srimati Radhika to come to my house and she should prepare milk for Krishna. You know? Why?
Because she's serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over. So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Outwardly it has been told that she is calling Srimati Radhika, that his son is not taking food, he is so lean and thin. So if she will prepare meals, it will be very tasteful. And if she prepares, Durvasa has told that your preparation, who will test, she will be most stout or very strong.
No disease.
No disease. She will be will not be parajit, not be defeated by anyone, and so many things. But this was outward. Yashoda knows that if anyhow I can call Srimati, my wife will be very careful. But why he will be careful? He judges. He judges not. But she knows that she will be very careful. And if I am not calling, Krishna has no test in anything. No? No test. She knows. So this is very internal thing. And one thing is that also, that anything is not anything. She knows everything. She knows everything. But it cannot express. She cannot express. She knows everything. A mother knows everything. But for her boys, children, she will not disclose and she will be as ignorant that I am not. And she will give facility to make them.
And pretend that
if there was not this, no Krishna lila with would be so sweet. So everyone, father, mother, Sakha, Das, everyone helping Mathura to be so sweet. Otherwise it would be sad. Anytime Srimati and Krishna were in a position that they met together and they were about to talk in the midst of Yashoda came. But she is seeing both, but seeing no one, she is going straight. Krishna and Srimati Radhika both saw them and became so shy. They fled away here and they fled away. No? This is called rough. Mm-hmm. Understand? So, whether Yashoda knows or not anything, she is ignorant or anything, but yet it produces rough. So everything helps. Be helpful for. We should think all these things like.
You said whether she knows or whether she's ignorant, she's still helping.
But she is not ignorant. This is no.
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the morning, she.
Everything is not is disclosed anywhere, that I'm telling you. This is the fact. Anyone cannot disclose. There are so many things. In Bhagavad poem, slokes, so many things are there. All are undisclosed. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, sometimes Sanatana Goswami has disclosed. But even there are so many facts that they have not also disclosed. It is not a fact of to disclose. Only to realize in heart. And in Harikatha, hearing and knowing. ठीक है तुम आजकल यहीं पर है मैं आज देखा तुम यहीं पर है तब तक यही रहेगा ठीक बस बस बस